Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to our podcast. Today is our first episode, and to be honest, I'm a bit excited. I won't lie. Well, today we will talk about something that is really essential to our daily life: relationship skills. As we know, relationship skills is one of the most important components of social-emotional learning. Within this component, we will focus on the following sub-components: effective communication, respecting the values of others, self-regulation, conflict resolving, and acting according to polite regulation. Our first domain is self-regulation. First and foremost, teachers' self-regulation impacts their effectiveness in teaching. Self-regulation consists of managing emotion, stress situation, self-motivation, and more. The study shows that self-regulation can help teacher gain a better understanding of the student's needs and a learning experience, have a deeper sense of the teaching and learning strategy. The second domain is effective communication. In this domain, we focused on effective communication in group work. A group within a class is like a little community whose members share a common goal towards a shared learning product. In order to reach their goals, they need to communicate effectively, raising points, discussing them in depth, and participating fully and openly within the group will enhance their effective communication towards reaching their goals in the collaborative learning process. And here we are in the third domain, conflict resolving. When it comes to a workplace, leaders can shape a conflict cultures within the organization and can influence positive conflict outcomes. Leaders must be aware of their own conflict style and understand the impact it has on their organization's culture. Same as with teachers as leaders in their classes. Some conflicts in the classrooms are beneficial as it can provide a diverse and productive learning environment. This leads us to our first domain, respecting the values of others. Respect is not a feeling, but a way of treating people. This feeling of respect is part of non-cognitive response to the reasons for such treatment. It plays an important explanatory role in the motivational psychology of a righteous disposition, and it also its source. When teachers lead to and show a model of respecting other values, they create a positive atmosphere, which is so essential to the learning process. After mastering all these domains so far, it is natural that we are already acting according to the polite. Politeness in speech is an essential part of culture, behavior, and human communication. Social relationships and norms of behavior are fixed in speech. Etiquette norms are encoded in sayings, proverbs, idioms, said phrases such as welcome, how do you do, farewell, thank you, etc. Being an element of cross-culture, as English is, speech etiquette has an important role in relationship skills. If we try to use these tools we mentioned, we may develop and have healthy relationship skills. Hope you enjoyed our podcast, and hopefully it will benefit its message. Thank you, Thor, Noah, Shani, Eden, and Lior.